Government offices remain shut across Nigeria as unions and the government fail to break the stalemate on gasoline price increases. Ports, schools, banks and many private businesses have been closed and there is minimal public transport. Domestic and most international flights have been cancelled. So far, unions have spared oil export but are now threatening to withdraw key staff from oil fields and export terminals by midnight Thursday. Mike Obadan, an economics professor at the University of Benin in Western Nigeria, says the economic implication of the shutdown could be very profound.
They're talking about revitalizing production, and now there is energy crisis because of the strike. The strike has a negative impact on production. So the strike definitely is affecting all aspects of the economy.
Nigeria, the world's eighth largest oil producer, has lost about $16 billion in revenue since 2005 because of violence in its oil-producing southern region. The government has described the strike as politically motivated and warned unionists not to blockade roads or prevent people walking if they wanted. Give it a cast for VOA News, Abuja.